I can feel it happening. Proud
for me.
It's turning around, yeah.
Turning around.
I'm not a man.
They
need the love. You're the Son of Man. That is how it is.
Good morning. Good morning. And welcome to the Ask in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Laura, and I bring you greetings from Beloved Ministries, whose visionary and founder is the Reverend Dr. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. Beloved Ministries' theme for 2026 is Obey. Obey is our acronym for O, obedience, B, believe, E, execute, and Y, yield. We are in week four of executing God's command, and this week's focus is on immediate obedience. The scripture for this morning is Genesis 6:22 from the King James Version, and it reads, "Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he." Noah's greatness was not found in his strength or ability, but in his obedience. God gave him instructions, and Noah followed them completely, even when he did not fully understand God's plan. This verse reminds us that God is not looking for perfection. He is looking for faithful obedience. When we trust God enough to do what he says, we demonstrate our faith in him. Let us go to the throne of God in prayer. We lift our eyes into the hills from which comes our help. Our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with humble hearts, grateful for your goodness, your mercy, and your unfailing love. You are the creator of heaven and earth, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are holy, righteous, and worthy of all honor, glory, and praise. We thank you for your faithfulness throughout every season of our lives. We thank you for your grace that has sustained us, your hand that has protected us, and your word that continues to guide us. Lord God, we come to you this morning with our prayer requests, those spoken and unspoken. We pray traveling mercy for those to and from their destination, whether on foot, bicycle, motor vehicle, train, or plane. We thank you for the safe return of Amani and for Christina and her daughters who traveled last week and returned on yesterday. We pray for wonderful memories of time spent together as families, and that we thank you for the angels who brought them home safely. Lord, we come before you on behalf of those who are sick, asking for your healing touch and restorative power. We pray for Astute Roberts, who was hit by a car. We pray for Reverend Sonia Quick, who is not feeling well. And we pray for those who injured over the weekend from gun violence, especially in Harlem, New York, and for those who are sick in their bodies. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Father, touch every person battling illness, pain, weakness, or disease. Strengthen those in hospital, nursing homes, rehabilitation centers, and those recovering at home. We ask for healing physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Let your healing virtues flow even now. We believe you for full recovery for Aset and Sonia. We pray for those who are grieving and brokenhearted. We pray for Reverend James Wilson, who lost his brother in a car accident. Lord, wrap your loving arms around the bereaved. Comfort those who are mourning the loss of loved ones. Give them peace that surpasses understanding. Remind them that you are close to the brokenhearted and that you never leave your children alone in seasons of sorrow. Heavenly Father, we thank you for every person who ministered yesterday. Refresh their bodies, renew their strength, and fill them with your peace and joy as they have faithfully poured into others. According to Isaiah 40:31, let them be renewed in you, and may the seeds they have planted bring lasting fruit for your glory and the building of your kingdom. Lord God, we acknowledge that obedience to you is not always easy. There are times when you will challenge our desires, your timing tests our patience, and your instructions require us to step out in faith. Yet your word reminds us that your ways are higher than our ways and your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Help us to trust that every command you give is motivated by your love and designed for our good. Father, we pray that you will create within us hearts that desire in obeying you. Let obedience not be a burden but a privilege. Let it not be something we do merely out of duty but out of love for you. Your word declares in John 14:15, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Teach us to express our love through faithful obedience. May our actions reflect the sincerity of our devotion and our desire to honor you in all things. Lord, help us to obey you when the path is clear and when the path is uncertain. Give us the faith of Noah, who obeyed your voice and built the ark even when he could not see the rain. Give us the faith of Abraham, who obeyed your call and went to a place he had never seen. Give us the courage of Joshua, who followed your instructions and trusted you for victory. Let their examples inspire us to trust you completely. Father, we ask that you would make us sensitive to your voice. In a world filled with distractions, help us to recognize when you are speaking. Through your word, through prayer, and through the leading of the Holy Spirit, guide our steps and direct our decisions. Remove every spiritual deafness that prevents us from hearing you clearly. Give us ears to hear when the Spirit is saying and hearts that are willing to respond. Lord, forgive us for the times we had delayed obedience. Forgive us for the moments when fear, pride, doubt, or self-will caused us to resist your direction. Forgive us for leaning on our own understanding instead of trusting in you with all our hearts. Wash us and cleanse us from every act of disobedience. Thank you that your mercy is new every morning and that your grace is sufficient for us. Father, help us to obey you in the small things as well as the great things. Teach us that no act of obedience is insignificant in your sight, whether it's offering a kind word, extending forgiveness, helping someone in need, spending time in prayer, or sharing our faith. Help us to be faithful in every assignment you place before us. Your word says that those who are faithful in little will be faithful in much. Develop within us a lifestyle of consistent obedience. Lord, strengthen us to obey you when obedience requires sacrifice. Help us to surrender our own plans, ambitions, and desires when they conflict with your will. Teach us to say, as Jesus said, not my will, be thine, be done. Let us always remember the truth. 1 Samuel 15:22, which says, to obey is better than sacrifice. May we never substitute religious activity for genuine obedience. Father, we pray for obedience within our families. Help husband, wife, parents, children, grandparents, and loved ones to walk according to your word. Let our homes be places where your commandments are honored and your presence is welcome. Give parents wisdom to teach their children your ways. Give children hearts that respect and honor godly instruction. Let obedience to you become a legacy that is passed from one generation to the next. Lord, we pray for obedience within your church. Unite believers in a common desire to follow you wholeheartedly. Help pastors, leaders, teachers, and members to seek your will above personal agendas. Let your church be a light in the world because it is committed to living according to your truth. Strengthen us to stand firm in your word and even when culture opposes it. Father, help us to obey you in our workplaces, schools, and communities. Let our conduct reflect integrity, honesty, humility, and excellence. May others see Christ in us through our actions and attitudes. Help us to be faithful representatives of your kingdom wherever you place us. Let us, our obedience become a testimony that points others to you. Father, fill us with the Holy Spirit. We recognize that true obedience is not accomplished by human strength alone. We need your power working within us. Empower us to walk in the Spirit so that we do not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Let the fruit of the Spirit be evident in our lives. Produce within us love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Lord, help us to obey promptly. Remove every spirit of procrastination and hesitation. When you speak, let our answers be yes. When you direct, let our response be immediate. Teach us that delayed obedience is often disobedience. Give us willing hearts that move in faith and confidence whenever you call. Father, remind us of the blessings connected to obedience. Your word declares in Deuteronomy 5:33, ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live and that it may be well with you. So while we do not obey merely for rewards, we thank you that obedience positions us to experience your favor, guidance, protection, and peace. Lord, when we become weary, strengthen us. When we become discouraged, encourage us. When we stumble, lift us up. Do not allow temporary failures to keep us from pursuing a life of obedience. Thank you that you are patient with us and committed to complete the work you have begun in us. Father, help us to be examples of obedience for those around us. Let our children, family, friends, co-workers, and fellow believers see a genuine commitment to your will. May our lives inspire others to trust you, follow you, and honor you. Let our testimony bring glory to your name. Lord, we pray that obedience will become the defining character of our walk with you. May we first seek your kingdom and your righteousness. May we treasure your word in our hearts, so that we do not sin against you. May we delight in your commandments and find joy in doing your will. As we close this prayer, we surrender ourselves completely to you. Every dream, every plan, every relationship, every concern, and every area of our lives belong to you. Lead us where you want us to go. Teach us what you want us to learn. Help us become who you have called us to be. Let our hearts continually echo the words of Psalm 48, which says, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, the law is within my heart. We choose today to trust you, follow you, and obey you. May our obedience bring glory to your name and draw us into deeper fellowship with you each day. In the mighty, holy, and precious name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us today at Ask in Faith Prayer Line. Please join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock. Go believing that God has heard us and he will answer. Join us as we continue our theme for this week, Executing God's Command, Immediate Obedience. Visit Beloved website at belovedministriesny.com for all our events. Please send your prayer request to our email address, askinfaithprayers@gmail.com. Our playback number for this recording is 520-636-4582, and the passcode is 8277806#. And again, you can find this information on our website. I'm going to unmute the line so that we can greet one another.